Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Dusty Slay, washing hands, and wrestlers. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Little ditty about the rack in my hands. Just a pair of A cups doing the best that they can. Lefty wants to be a porno star, but righty can't because you can still see a scar.
Oh,
oh yeah, help them grow. Little hooters get big with silicone. Oh yeah, help them grow. Little hooters get big when you rant to own Dusty. Let them out, let them show. Let the boobies bounce and take them on the road. If they start sagging, don't worry about that. If they start sagging, just tuck them in your pants. Tuck them in your pants. Little ditty about the rack in my hands. I set them so good that her milk came in.
Funny.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with our special guest, Tom.
He is indeed Dusty Slay, comedian. It's great to see you in person, Dusty.
All right, I'm pumped to be here.
Now, I have a real dumb question. Is your real name Dusty?
It is Dusty. Well, that's my, you know, maybe not my government name. I don't like to tell people this, but my parents wrote a name down on the birth certificate, but they always called me Dusty, right? So I always say, regardless of what they wrote down, if they called me Dusty, isn't that my name?
Yes.
I think it is.
It's what you answer to.
Like, I don't know why they wrote down Dustin on the birth certificate and then never used it.
Right.
Even now, when I'm in trouble, they weren't like,
really?
Dusty. Yeah, they, you know, I've always been Dusty. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, that's great, but was it Dustin Hoffman? Was that the genesis of this?
See, that's what they said. My dad says that I'm named after Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
And my mom says I'm named after Dusty, a character, a reoccurring character off a soap opera. I believe
Dusty.
Dallas, maybe.
Okay.
One of them. Wow. Somebody, you know, that's what she said. I don't know. But again, both Dustys.
Yeah.
Not Dustins. Maybe they slipped up.
Well, maybe they thought Dusty on your birth certificate didn't look professional enough, maybe, or...
Maybe. I don't know. I can't... My dad's name's Guy, and my mom's name's Edna, so I feel like with names like that, you could go anywhere with it. You know what I mean?
No,
Guy and Edna?
Yes.
Now, you don't have to reveal this, but you are a family man now.
I am a family man. You have two kids.
And when you named them, did you... peruse family records, or did you go into just saw your favorite television shows? How did you decide?
Well, I tried to, you know, really think about it. I tried to give them some good names that they wouldn't be, you know, stuck with some bad name their whole life. And I didn't try to get too cute with it. My daughter, I named Daisy. Now, we liked that name, but we gave her a kind of a family middle name. And then my son, we went very normal with Samuel. Yeah.
Both such great names.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I've got a Sam and my niece is Daisy.
All right. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I love that.
Daisy and Poppy.
But, I, you know, I wanted to get real creative with my son's name. But then at the end of the day, I was like, you know, let's just give him a normal name and let him live a normal life.
Do you call him Samuel?
We got all kind of cute names, you know. Sammy is what we call him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. I like a two-syllable name. I don't know why I gave him, you know, more of a one-syllable name. I like a two-syllable name. It rolls off.
And you're still in the nickname phase?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's 8 months, you know.
I call my 8-year-old Sispo.
Okay.
Sispo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her name is Hart. H-A-R-T. I don't know.
Sispo. Do you know the origin of Sispo at all? Or?
No, I just made it up. I call them both that.
Is your other little girl Boomba?
No, she's Sispo.
Yeah.
I should start calling her.
I think you should.
I don't know where it came from. It just started years ago when they were little, and it just
all of your kids had weird nicknames.
Yeah, I always
remember Rabbit Boy.
Rabbit Boy.
That was Sam when he was little. Yeah.
Now you said
that's a long nickname,
Daisy.
But I get it.
And Poppy are your nieces.
Yeah, yeah. You've met.
Did
Poppy.
They? Was the flower motif on purpose?
Sister Jan. They are indeed Daisy and Poppy.
If we had another daughter, we wanted to name her Rose to keep a real flower theme going.
Yeah. Right.
We were into that. We like a theme.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name.
It's not a lot of, I couldn't think of a male flower I wanted to name my son, you know? Thistle, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
I don't know. Is thistle?
Basil.
Neutral.
Yeah, basil.
Basil.
And then you got your whole life. Is it basil or basil?
Yeah.
Is it Bella or
what
Bela?
A fly trap.
Yeah, what's but a fly trap? That's a good one.
Aren't flowers both male and female at the same time?
I think so, but all the names feel.
Are very feminine.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Iris.
A friend of mine assigns gender to numbers and letters.
That's
like a B is a boy and
G is a girl.
A is a girl. No.
Oh. What?
C.
Yep.
Hey, what's a C?
A C is a boy, I'm going to say.
It could go either way, couldn't it?
Good numbers.
Now, Dusty, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two older sisters. We have the same mom, different dad. And then I have a younger sister. We have the same dad, different mom. So
Whoa.
My younger sister, not related to my older sisters.
That's
okay.
Interesting.
I always think that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Are there names relatively normal?
Yeah, they're all pretty normal. I got the weird, you know, it's like I got Trisha, Jennifer, and Brooke.
Oh.
Mm. And then, you know, and then Dusty. That's what happens when my parents get together and name a kid.
Oh,
it worked out well for me, but
yes,
I think Dusty Slay is a fun name.
Oh, great.
A killer name.
And I think I'm the only one. I looked up on Facebook one time and there were some others, but they seem fake.
And it came after you.
Yeah, it seems fake, though. One guy I looked up on Facebook, it looks like me had I not moved from the trailer park.
Right.
It's like alternate reality Dusty.
Wow.
And I think that's what's happened. It's some kind of Mandela effect with this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Dusty Slay is our guest. Dusty is a distinguished comedian, currently on tour. We talked to you a few weeks ago on the Zoom.
Yes.
Because you had something special out there. What's the status of your television thing?
Well, I have a Netflix special called Working Man.
Right now.
You
watch it now.
And that name confuses a lot of people. By a lot of people, I mean my dad. And, but it's going great. I mean, it was in the top 10 on Netflix for about a week. I don't know what happened after that, but...
Learned some good stuff about it. I learned that you don't like to wash your hands.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
What?
Uh-oh.
Did you shake his hand?
You've got Tom's attention.
I don't hate washing my hands. My point is that I just feel like it's out of control. It's just everywhere we're turning now. We're washing our hands. And I mean, like, you know, I just think it's out of control.
I'm a big fan.
He washes his hands 100 times.
Do you know that you're supposed to sing happy birthday twice?
No, that's what they
with
say.
Really hot water.
Tom wants to wash his hands right now. And I've got $10 that says within the next 45 seconds, you reach for your hand sanitizer.
Dusty,
when I wash my hands,
with hand sanitizer?
When I wash my hands, I say happy birthday. I go, happy birthday.
Here it comes.
This is the hand sanitizer I keep behind my desk.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
That's an alarming amount.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is 128 fluid ounces.
How long will one
like that last you?
That's a crazy amount of anything.
That's a crazy
amount of ketchup.
That's a good question. How long, honestly, will that last you? A year?
No.
I'm just sanitizing right now.
Okay.
And then, Dusty, I hate scented soap.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to a restaurant, you go in and wash your hands, and you come back and... You smell like you've been in the classic French whorehouse.
Well, I like to compliment people's bathroom soaps so they think I wash my hands.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Wow, you got some really good smelling soaps in there.
Yeah. Now, you're a married guy. Do you have a what I call a parlor bathroom at your house? Like when your guests come over, they've got their own special bathroom they can go to. And
powder room?
Yeah, I mean, there's a half bath.
Yeah, that one. At my house, we have one of those. And my girl has a towel in there. It's a fancy towel, and it has all the absorbency of aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever go, do you have that, Christy, where you get these towels that are non-functional as towels?
No, I don't have that. I like a good towel, and I also have, for guests, the throwaway towels, you know, that I keep on the sink, so you can use one and throw it away.
Like a paper towel.
Thank you. Yeah, but they're fancy.
Otherwise, that's very nice. Cloth throwaway towels.
Just toss it away.
Now, you asked me earlier, Chick, my favorite Sting song.
Yes, I did. Did it take you an hour and a half to find it?
I wanted to find the, so I could actually play it. Fortress Around Your Heart. Remember? Did you ever hear this
very
one?
Good,
yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. This is a great song.
I call it my skip track. I skip over.
You don't like this one? Great song. And I promised I would mention that book. But there's a book that's...
No one was waiting for
that. Sting's guitar player wrote a book called Do Stand So Close, My Improbable Adventures as Sting's Guitarist. It's a great book. I really recommend it. If you're a guitar player, really fun.
There's no way it's not out of print.
Who came first, the wrestler or the musician?
Sting.
I don't know. That is a good question.
Police is 79?
So probably... Sting the singer then.
But was he Sting then when he was with
Yeah, because didn't he wear
he
something
well-known Sting?
Made him look like a bee on
stage? Yeah, he wore rugby shirts, I think. And I was reading about Sting. He was Sting before he was even in the Police. He was always Sting when they
You think the wrestler was like aware of Sting?
Must have been, but just went, I don't care. Yeah.
He's just like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going for it.
They can't sue me because I'll wear makeup, so they don't know what I look like.
They don't know who I am.
Tom, are you familiar with the wrestler Sting?
I am not.
I didn't think so.
And wasn't he in a lesser league, if you will? For
I think he bounced around.
Yeah, well, he was in the WCW. You know, he was against Ric Flair all the time.
Right.
He
that's true. He's in AEW now.
He's still in the ring?
Yeah. When you wear the paint, you can't see the air.
There's your lesser league, the AEW. Okay.
But he was always WCW, and then he switched over to WWF way later. But he was, you know, he's a classic. He dressed up like the Crow later.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, it got very, that Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
You got to hand it to the older guys that do that. Because it's so hard on the body.
Oh, dude.
I can remember seeing Dick the Bruiser. Toward the end.
That was my dad's favorite wrestler, Dick the Bruiser.
He got a little stocky there. He had a dad bod for sure.
Did you ever bruise
that
your
seemed
dad?
Like a setup.
I guess it did. But no, my dad. My dad, who's your favorite? Dick the Bruiser.
Well, technically, didn't Ric Flair not retire until he was in his 70s?
I mean, I don't know if he's
You, I was on a plane with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And he was not in first class, but he was on the plane, and he was traveling by himself. And he got off the plane and was walking by himself, and I was right behind him, and I wasn't going to bother him.
But he was styling and profiling.
He looked like he was just walking to
it's
me.
It's shocking to me that not one person.
If I'm Ric Flair, I'm taking somebody with me.
And that not one person
gave him the woo.
Yeah. Woo!
No, nobody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm certain it was him. Absolutely certain.
Yeah, I saw in toward the end also Bobo Brazil. Who was famous for Christy Lee?
Stealing my Monte Cristo sandwich.
No, his move.
Oh.
Yeah, the cocoa butt.
The cocoa butt.
She's never going to give
I'm not going to get
Monte
over
Monte Cristo incident.
No, it was
you were eating lunch with Mr. Brazil?
No, I worked in television for a while, and I had to run camera for a wrestling event. And afterward, we all went to dinner, so it was like midnight. And I was having a Monte Cristo, and he walked in, and he goes, "You don't need that," and took it and walked off.
You don't need that. Yeah. Bobo needed it.
Yeah,
Bobo wants it. And what Bobo wants, Bobo gets.
I wasn't going to fight him. Gosh, no.
Yeah, I was right there ringside. He was badass.
Yeah.
You ever met a wrestler, Dusty?
I don't know.
I think you'd know, Dusty.
I know you would think that I know, but
yes.
I met Jeff Ross. Oh, no, Jim Ross.
Jim Ross is great.
I met Jeff Ross, too. Jim Ross, the announcer.
Yeah.
I feel like I've met wrestlers, but I can't right now. I don't. It's not coming. Oh, you know what? I met the redheaded guy that wrestles right now, the Irish guy.
Oh, he's been in here.
What's his name?
Sheamus?
Sheamus. I met Sheamus not long ago.
Yeah, he's been here. He's a really nice guy.
He is a really nice
Randy
guy.
Orton has seen me do stand-up a couple times and has been very complimentary.
All right.
He gave me a hug that I still feel to this day.
Wow. Have you heard about the wrestling movie that's out right now, The Iron Claw? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
With Zac Efron?
It's apparently really sad.
It's incredibly sad. And it's evidently all true. And there's even more that they didn't put in the movie because the director said it was too sad already. So
they love to ruin your childhood.
Yeah.
Sad movie,
they do.
Yeah. You have fun with this? You having fun with this? Let me show you how sad it really is. You enjoying yourself?
Wait till the Bob and Tom movie comes out. You want sad, okay?
Now, somewhere in this building is a hat from Hyman's Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And our guest, Dusty Slay, distinguished comedian.
I've had dinner at Hyman's. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Hyman's Restaurant. It's in Charleston, South Carolina. You worked there for how long?
I worked there, I don't know, off and on, about 10 years. I quit. You know, I had a little span in between where I didn't work there. But, I worked there. I was owned by a family with the last name Hyman. And, people would ask me, they would go, "Oh, are you one of the Hymans?" I'm like, yeah, because they named me Dusty Hyman. And it used to be located on the same block as a restaurant called Sticky Fingers. And there was a clothing store called Loose Lucy's, all right there together.
Wow.
That is true.
You are on tour right now. Do you tour by yourself?
I usually try to take a feature, but I travel alone. You know, I travel like Ric Flair out here. And, I'll just be alone on some seat and people will be like, "I saw him. I didn't want to bother him, but I saw him."
Yes.
Now, so for you to be in disguise, you just take off your hat?
Well, you would think, you know, that is, but I like wearing the hat, right? It's like, that's the thing. If I don't wear the hat, I don't get recognized as much, but I still am getting recognized now. I got bombarded a little bit in the airport the other day, which is like pretty cool.
Yeah.
But also like, oh, I was like, this is, Netflix is wild. You know, you get on Netflix, it's a whole new level out here. Mm. I got recognized several times on the street yesterday. People from their cars yelling at me, we're having a good time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's my very own, woo.
Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
I mean, yeah. I stopped at a Love's truck stop in Kentucky, and people were recognizing me, and I'm this is my fan base out here.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of truck stops, we had a funny story yesterday about a gas station. You may have heard about this. They have actually installed, they're calling it a disco bathroom, and this particular chain of gas stations has...
it's called Hop Shops.
Have you ever been to a Hop Shop?
No, but it sounds like there's no need to wash your hands in there.
Like that. Well, at a Verona, Ohio location, a couple got married in the disco bathroom. Mr. Logan Abney and Miss Tiana Aylstock. The ceremony took place Valentine's Day. Tiana walked past the snacks and slushies on her father's arm to the convenience store's bathroom. She and Logan exchanged custom vows before sharing a first kiss, then smacking the red party button to trigger the bathroom's disco lights.
Oh, boy.
They then danced to Randy Travis's Forever and Ever, Amen.
A classic.
That is a classic song. Yeah. Too classy for a bathroom wedding.
Though. It kind of is.
Don't do Randy Travis like that.
I just think that's so funny. It's kind of a fun thing, and I guess these disco bathrooms are at all their locations?
Hop Shops. I would think they got so much publicity from them, I would put them in all of them.
But the question has been asked before. If you're in there using it for its purpose, and someone else comes in and they hit the so-called party button...
Yeah, we don't know if they're a one-staller or...
I saw a video.
The clips I saw, it didn't look very big.
No, it looked like there was maybe one stall and one or two urinals.
Oh, do you think they reserved that for the wedding, or people were still coming in and out?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, the officiant goes, you may want to wait just a few minutes. Trucker Bob just...
Trucker Bob!
He just took some liberties in there. I mean, we're going to need a candle.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.